الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عليما قديرا، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون؟ ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. وقال تعالى: والذين هاجروا في سبيل الله ثم قتلوا أو ماتوا ليرزقنهم الله رزقا حسنا وإن الله لهو خير الرازقين. ليدخلنهم مدخلا يرضونه وإن الله لعليم حليم. وقال تعالى: من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and friends, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has given us this great ni'mat of iman. We read in Fazail al-Zikr the narration where it is mentioned: لم يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مضت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That the people of Jannah, the Jannatis, after being admitted into Jannah, will not have any regret, any remorse over any time spent in this world besides the time that is spent in this world without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jannah is a place of reward. But according to this narration, the Jannati will have that little bit remorse over the time that he spent in this world without the dhikr of Allah. Then one can well imagine what will be the condition of a Jahannami, a person who was totally deprived of iman. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran: رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, those who are deprived of iman, they will have this desire from their hearts that we wish we recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So how much of shukr you have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala protect those who Allah blessed with iman, and thereafter this iman was snatched away from them. Like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person by the name of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ith, a lengthy incident where he accepted Islam, and his non-believing friend was very upset about the fact that he accepted Islam, and he refused to maintain friendship with him until he goes and na'udhu billah spits on the mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and renounces Islam. And this person goes with that intention, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that the same spit, instead of being on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes back and burns his cheek, and he becomes a murtad, na'udhu billah, he leaves the fold of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about this person: وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. On the day of Qiyamah, this person who was blessed with iman, and thereafter this iman was snatched away. That is why we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one of the dua that we should make: اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا لا يرتد. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا لا يرتد. That, O Allah, I am asking you for such iman, after which I will not become murtad. I will not leave the fold of Islam. Some narrations, yaqeenan laysa ba'dahu kufr. Wallah, give me such yaqeen and conviction after which there will be no kufr and disbelief. So another says that this zalim and this oppressor who was blessed with iman and thereafter left the fold of Islam, he will bite his hands out of regret on the day of Qiyamah and he will say, O Allah, I wish, woe unto me, I wish I had taken the path of the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much of shukr you have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman. One narration Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, on the day of Qiyamah, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The person who had a very comfortable life in this world, enjoyed a very luxurious life in this world, but he was deprived of iman, on the day of Qiyamah he will be brought forward. فَيُصْبَغُ فِي النَّارِ صُبْغَةً. He will be dipped for one moment in the fire of Jahannam. And thereafter he will be asked, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطُّ. Did you enjoy any bounties of this world? Did you experience any goodness? He will say, I don't know what is comfort. I don't know what is luxury. That one moment in Jahannam. On the adverse, a person who had iman, but he lived a very difficult life in this world, when he will be placed into Jannah for one moment, then he will be questioned thereafter, that have you experienced any difficulties in this world? Have you experienced any calamities, any difficulties? He will say, I don't even know what is difficulty. One moment in Jannah. So respected elders and friends, this iman, to acquire this iman, it is a lifelong effort. See, to have iman is a very great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even greater than that is to leave this world in a state of iman. To have iman is a very great ni'mat. But greater than that is to leave this world in a state of iman. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That how we can leave this world with iman and Islam. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some Bedouins, some villagers accepted Islam. And naturally they were very excited about this. And they went about saying, Amanna, Amanna, we have brought iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. You know, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these villagers have come to you and they have said, you have brought iman. Tell them, you haven't brought iman as yet. Rather say, أَسْلَمْنَا. We only accepted Islam, we only entered into the fold of Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And iman has not yet entered your hearts. For iman to enter the hearts, there is a lifelong effort, there is an effort. Al-imanu ma waqara fil qalb. Iman is that which sits in the inner recesses of a person's heart. So for iman to enter our hearts, we have to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak about the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the majesty of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the doer of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything without the help of any of His creation. And the entire creation cannot do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives kingdom to whoever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches every kingdom from whoever He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives izzat and honor to whoever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces whoever He wishes. This yaqeen must enter our hearts. Nafa and nuqsan, benefit and harm, izzat and zillat, respect and disgrace, sihat and bimari, good health and sickness. All conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wealth, poverty. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, famous incident where he was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the conveyance. And at that time he was young. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching him iman. Today what are we teaching our youngsters? What are we teaching our children? What are we giving them? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him iman. Ya ghulam inni u'allimuka kalimat ihfadillaha yahfadka. Guard the deen of Allah, guard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Ihfadillaha tajidhu tujahak. Guard the deen of Allah, you will find Allah in front of you. Idha sa'alta fas'alillah. When you ask, then ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. When you seek assistance, then seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we teaching this to our children at home? Or we only worried about the dunya? Today, unfortunately, the fikr and the concern for our children, some of us for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, is what will happen to them after we leave this world. Our fikr is what will happen to the dunya after we leave this world. How many of us are making this fikr that what will happen to them after they leave this world? They also have to go in their qabr. They also have to answer the questions. Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Holy Quran, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَعْقُوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. What was their wasiyah to their children? What was their fikr for their children? يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That, O my beloved children, Allah has chosen deen for you as your religion. Make sure that you leave this world with deen, with Islam. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam about to leave this world. What was his fikr? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Who are you going to worship after I leave this world? Not how much dunya are you going to accumulate, who's going to run this business, who's going to run that business. No. You have to worry about the akhirat. Thereafter Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, understand very well, if the entire ummah have to gather to cause you benefit, they will only be able to cause you that amount of benefit that Allah has written for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. If the entire ummah have to gather to cause you harm, then they will only be able to cause you that amount of harm that Allah has written against you. Benefit and harm is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we think is a means of benefit, Allah can make it a means of harm. Like how we heard after Asr when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his stick, his staff, that was a means of benefit, Allah Ta'ala changed it into a means of harm, into a snake. And thereafter from a means of harm, into a means of benefit, back into a stick. This must enter our hearts as yaqeen. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The pens of taqdeer have been lifted up, and the pages upon which taqdeer are written have dried. Whatever Allah has decided is what will happen. One sahabi, Haritha ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, كيف أصبحت يا حارثة أو حارثة, in what condition did you wake up this morning? He said, أصبحت مؤمنا يا رسول الله. أو نبي فالله, I woke up in a state of إيمان. Are you a true believer? He said, yes, I'm a true believer. فإن لكل حق حقيقة فما حقيقة ما تقول. Every claim, every statement has a justification, has some proof. What is the proof that you are a true believer? He said, O Nabiya Fallah, azafat nafsi anil dunya. The first proof of my iman being true is that my heart is disinclined from this dunya. Azafat nafsi anil dunya. My heart is totally disinclined from this dunya. Wa ashartu layli wa adma'tu nahari. O Nabiya Fallah, The proof of my iman being true is that the entire night I stay awake in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the entire day I remain thirsty and I fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي حِينَ يُجَاءُ بِهِ. And it is as though I can visualize the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being brought forward in the day of Qiyamah. وَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَتَزَاوَرُونَ فِيهَا. It is as though I can see the Jannati is visiting each another in Jannah. وَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ عُوَاءَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. O Nabi of Allah, it is as though I can hear the people of Jahannam shouting and asking each another for help. This was the level of the iman of Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, عَرَفْتَ فَلْزَمْ, that you have realized what is true iman. Now hold firm onto this. أَنْتَ مُرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَكَ. You are such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enlightened your heart with the nur of iman. Now hold firm onto this. So respected elders and friends, this yaqeen has to enter our hearts. Allah, He is sab kuch hone ka yaqeen, aur makhluk se kuch ne hone ka yaqeen, must enter our hearts. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the yaqeen, that only Allah is a doer. Everything is in total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the makhluk cannot do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-samad, which we translate as totally independent, where the entire creation depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent from the entire creation. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah ta'ala says, O mankind, each and every one of you is a faqir in front of Allah. Each and every one of you is a beggar in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one is totally in need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praiseworthy. إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Allah doesn't need His creation. If Allah wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove us and bring a new creation. And another says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. This is totally simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every living creature on the surface of this earth, Allah has taken responsibility to provide for it. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to open up His rizq for His servants, then they will transgress on this earth. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels appropriate, that amount. One hadith Qudsi is mentioned under the tafsir of this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْفَقْرِ وَلَوْ أَغْنَيْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. That some of my servants are such that the only thing that will keep their iman intact is poverty. If I have to give them wealth, this wealth will take them away from my obedience. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَى وَلَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. Some of my servants are such that the only thing that will keep their iman intact is wealth. If I have to test them with poverty, this poverty will drive them away from my obedience. إِنِّي أُدَبِّرُ أَمْرَ عِبَادِي بِعِلْمِي بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِنِّي عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Another says, I stipulate the affairs of my servants, knowing what is good for them, knowing what is best for them. إِنِّي عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. I am all knowing, all informed. One hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharraman fala tadhalamu. That, O my servants, I have made zulm and oppression haram upon myself, and I have made oppression haram amongst you. So don't oppress each another. Ya ibadi, kullukum dhallun illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni ahdikum. O my servants, each and every one of you is astray, except for the person who I guide. So ask me for hidayat and guidance, I will guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum aadin illa man kasawtuhu fastaksuni aksukum. O my servants, Allah is showing us how dependent we are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of you is without clothing, except for the person who I clothe. Ask me for clothing, I shall clothe you. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni ut'imkum. O my servants, each and every one of you is hungry, is without food, except for the person who I feed. Ask me for provision, ask me for food and I will feed you. Ya ibadi innakum lan tablughu dhurri fatadhurruni wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. O my servants, you will never be able to be of any benefit or harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wan-nahar wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my servants, you are sinning day and night. Allah says, I forgive all your sins. Ask me for forgiveness and I shall forgive your sins. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. O my servants, if the first amongst you, the last, insan and jinnat, all of you have to become so pious, so Allah wala, so muttaqi, like the most pious heart amongst you, and that is the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, if everyone have to become Allah wala, muttaqi, pious, this will not increase my kingdom in the least. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. If all of you have to turn against me, the first of you, the last, insan, jinnat, everyone have to violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the most evil person, Allah Ta'ala says, if everyone has to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not decrease the kingdom of Allah in the least. Ya ibadi law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum qamu fi sa'idi wahidin fasa'aluni fa'a'taytu kulla insanin mas'alatahu ma naqasa thalika mimma 'indi illa kama yunqisu al-mikhyatu idha udkhila al-bahr. O my servants, if the first amongst you, the last, insan and jinnat, mankind and jinnkind, all of you have to stand in an open plain, and each and every one of you have to ask Allah of their needs. Imagine asking Allah, the entire creation from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person to be born, insan and jinnat, asking Allah Ta'ala for different needs, different languages, different dialects. And Allah Ta'ala says, if I have to fulfill each and every one of you's needs, everyone's, whatever they ask for, I give it to them. Allah Ta'ala says, this will not decrease even that amount from my treasures. Like how when a needle is dipped in the ocean and removed, that little wetness or drop of water that remains on that needle, not even that much will be decreased from the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our Allah. This yaqeen has to come into our hearts that who is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sami'a, is all hearing. Allah is basir, is all seeing. Allah's hearing is perfect. Hearing of insan is naqis, it's defective. We can hear one person. Maybe we can hear two people at once. Now we're in the path of Allah. One place we met one Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, teaching. He tests three people one time. Allah forgive. But more than that? Four, five, can we? No. Allah Ta'ala hears His entire creation at once. Allah Ta'ala's hearing is so perfect. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabiya by the name of Khawla bint Thalaba, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain about her husband. And while complaining, she said, إِنَّمَا أَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And O Nabi of Allah, in reality, my complaint is direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Holy Quran. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاورَكُمَا. Allah has already heard the statement of this woman who has come to you, arguing about her husband. And وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And she complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, تبارك الذي وسع سمعه الأصوات. How blessed, how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hearing is so encompassing. She says that I was in the same room when the Sahabiya came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I could barely hear her discussion, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard her discussion. Allah ta'ala heard her complaint. One Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was traveling with his companions. One old lady on the side of the road, she called him. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu dismounted and he went to this lady and he gave her his ear. He lowered his head and he gave her his ear. And he was listening to her for some long time. And she was telling him قد كنت تدعى عميرا ثم قالوا عمر ثم قالوا أمير المؤمنين فاتق الله يا عمر. She said, O Umar, remember there was a time when people called you Umair, small Umar. Then you became Umar. And now people are calling you Amir al-Mu'mineen. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those who are under you. And she kept on giving him advices. One of his companions who was traveling with him became a bit irritated that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are on a journey. And now you are listening to this old lady and we have to proceed on a journey. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha told this, his companion, addressing the companions that were with him, he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنْ هَذِهِ الْعَجُوزِ, that do you know who this old lady is? هِيَ خَوْلَهْ بِنْتُ ثَعْلَبَهْ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهَا مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعِ سَمَاوَاتِ أَيَسْمَعُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَوْلَهَا وَلَا يَسْمَعُهُ عُمَر. He said that this is the same Khawla bint Thalaba who came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam about her husband. And she complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala heard her complaint. He said, how is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, is prepared to hear the complaint of this lady and Umar is not prepared to hear her complaint? This is how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Sami'a. يَسْمَعُ وَيَرَى دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ عَلَى الصَّخْرَةِ الصَّمَّاءِ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الظَّلْمَاءِ. That black ant that is walking on that black rock on a pitch dark night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the movement of that ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also providing for that ant. This is what we have to make an effort, lifelong effort on his heart. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that listen attentively, in the body of man there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is rectified, the entire body will be rectified. And if that piece of flesh is corrupt, then the entire body will be corrupt. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Listen attentively. That piece of flesh is the heart of insan. That how the marifat of Allah, how the recognition of Allah can enter his heart. How the awareness of Allah, the dihan of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at each and every given moment. This can enter our hearts. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Allah says, doesn't insan realize that Allah is always watching him? Whether we are in our homes, in our bedrooms, on a holiday, in a foreign land, in our businesses, wherever we are, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever we are, Allah is watching us. Allah has given us all these ni'mats. The ni'mat of hearing, the ni'mat of seeing, the ni'mat of speaking, the ni'mat of walking. All is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can utilize these ni'mats? In the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to utilize his ni'mats. A person only sees what Allah ta'ala wants him to see. A person only listens to what Allah ta'ala wants him to listen to. Person only speaks what Allah ta'ala wants him to speak. Person only walks toward the direction Allah ta'ala wants him to walk. He only grasps and touches those things Allah ta'ala wants him to touch. Looking at halal, person looking at his parents is getting sawab or the eye of mercy. مَا مِنْ وَلَدٍ بَارٍ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَظْرَةَ رَحْمَةٍ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَظْرَ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا. For one glance, the eye of mercy at one's parents, Allah Ta'ala writes down one hajj for that person, one accepted hajj. Looking at the Kaaba Sharif, sawab. Looking into the Qur'an, is sawab. Person avoids looking at haram. A person avoids looking at haram, no matter how tempting it is. There is an artificial enjoyment when a person looks at haram. Temporary, artificial. But if a person avoids looking at haram, there is such sweetness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept far away, much more than that artificial enjoyment of looking at haram. النظر سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم. حديث قدسي: من تركه مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبي. This evil glance is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of Shaitan. Poisonous arrow from the arrows of Shaitan. Person looking at haram. That person who من تركه مخافتي, that person who leaves out looking at haram out of the fear of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, أبدلته إيمانا. In exchange of that, I will give him such iman, يجد حلاوته في قلبه. This person will experience the sweetness of iman in his heart. When he stands up to perform salah, he doesn't want to go into ruku. When he's in sajda, أقرب ما يكون العبد. A person, the closest he can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the condition of sajda. When he's in sajda, he doesn't want to wake up from the sajda. When he opens the Quran, he doesn't want to close the Quran. When he starts making the dhikr of Allah, there's such sweetness in the dhikr of Allah, he doesn't want to stop making the dhikr of Allah. That is the sweetness of iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the sweetness of iman. So the fear of Allah, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very unique. If you fear a creation, you run away from the creation. A person fears a snake, you run away. You fear a lion, you run away. You fear a thief, you run away. But the fear of Allah, the khashyat of Allah is so unique that the more you fear Allah, the closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua. And as we hear from our elders, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Nabi in his da'wat, and he also was a Nabi in his dua. And he made this dua: Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. That Allah, give us so much of your khashyat. This fear of Allah is known as khashyat. Oh Allah, give us this khashyat of yours, this fear of yours. That ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. That this khashyat of yours becomes a barrier, this fear of Allah becomes a barrier between us and sin. Why we are violating the commands of Allah? Why we are breaking the commands of Allah openly also? Why? Because there is no fear of Allah in our hearts. There is no marifat of Allah in our hearts. We don't have that awareness. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the object of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That how we can get the dhihan of Allah, the awareness that Allah is watching us. Not that a person got a tasbih in his hand and is looking at haram and making a zikr, mashallah. That is ghaflat, totally ghaflat. The object of zikr is how we can get the awareness of Allah. When a person makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhanallah, oh Allah, you are pure from all faults, I am full of faults. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, only you are worthy of praise, I am not worthy of any praise. La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, you are the doer of everything. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, you are the greatest. You are so great. Ma Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar min ay yasifahu alwasifun. Allah is so great that nobody can describe the greatness of Allah. And oh Allah, you are so great and I am totally insignificant. I am nothing. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Oh Allah, only you can save me from sin. And oh Allah, only you can give me that tawfiq and ability to carry out good actions. Now that awareness of Allah enters a person's heart. That marifat of Allah, that khashyat of Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua, oh Allah, give me so much of your khashyat, that this khashyat and this fear becomes a barrier between us and sin. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, قَلَّمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Very seldom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up from a majlis, but he would make this dua. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tubalighuna bihi jannatak. Oh Allah, give us so much of your obedience. Grant us the tawfiq to obey you so much that this obedience will take us direct to your jannat. Ma tubalighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqeen مَا تُهُوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, grant us so much of yaqeen and conviction that this yaqeen will make all the calamities of this dunya totally insignificant to us. Person has some halat, some condition came upon him, somebody passes away, This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody becomes sick, that this condition is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's so much of yaqeen, oh Allah, this is from you. Person, his business suffers some loss, oh Allah, this is from you. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُحُوِّنُ بِهِ عَلِيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. That this yaqeen, even a person, the more a person's yaqeen becomes strong, the more it becomes easy for a person to withstand and to tolerate or to go through all these difficulties of this dunya. Because why? A person has yaqeen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So this is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ma'rifat of Allah that we have to bring in our hearts. Today, unfortunately, what is our condition? Our hearts are in this dunya. Whereas our heart and our fikr supposed to be on akhirat. But today our fikr is dunya only. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the sahaba. In the same dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which hardly a majlis is to pass by, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to make this dua. And he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. That, oh Allah, do not make this dunya a major concern of our lives. That every step a person is worried about dunya, dunya, dunya. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. Oh Allah, don't make this dunya such that all our knowledge and we are only worrying about seeking the knowledge of dunya. Once, some wealth from Bahrain had arrived in Medina Munawwara. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with some wealth, some booty from Bahrain. And we know the condition of Sahaba generally was poverty. So after Fajr Salah, the Sahaba gathered around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that the Sahaba have gathered and have come, that they can also collect from this booty. They could take something home because they were in poverty, they were in need. And their poverty was genuine. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, أَظُنُّكُمْ سَمِعْتُمْ أَنَّ أَبَا عُبَيْدَ قَدِمَ بِمَالٍ مِنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. That, O my Sahaba, it seems that we have heard that Abu Ubaidah has come with some wealth from Bahrain. With modesty, Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, yes. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. O my Sahaba, by the qasam of Allah, I do not have any fear of poverty for you. Rather, my fear is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up dunya for you so much as it was opened up for the nations before you. And my Sahaba, my fear is that you start competing with one another in accumulating this dunya. And oh my Sahaba, my concern is that this dunya must not become a means of your destruction as it was a means of the destruction of the nations before you. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, بَلْ. Commentators say, yeah, this بَلْ means why. Why are you giving preference to this worldly life, whereas the akhirat is much better and much more lasting? Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra bijadiyin asakka mayyit. He passed by a kid, a small goat, which was lying on the side of the road. It was dead, it was a carrion. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, and it was asakka, asakka maqtu'ul udhan, its ear was cut off. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, أَيُّكُمْ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا لَهُ بِدِرْهَمٍ. And oh my sahaba, who amongst you wants to purchase this kid from me, it's a carrion, it's dead, in exchange of one dirham only? Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, that none of us wants to even take it for free. It has no worth. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَلْدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That by the qasam of Allah, most definitely this dunya is much more insignificant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than is this carrion to you. What is our fikr? What is our concern? من جعل الهموم هما واحدا يعني هم آخرته كفاه الله هم دنيا. Today we have made all our fikr and concern the dunya. Ya Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that person who makes all his worries and concern the concern of the akhirat, كفاه الله هم دنيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for him all the worries of his dunya. Today we are sacrificing our akhirat because of our dunya. But if the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to make all our concern, our fikr, the fikr of akhirat, Allah ta'ala will suffice for the needs of our dunya. What was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. That Allah make the rizq of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. Just enough, just sufficient. Like it would say, guzara ho jaye, just enough to for a person to live. Once there was some noise in Medina Munawwara. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha inquired that what is this loud noise in Medina Munawwara? So she was told that Eirun li Abdul Rahman ibn Awf qadimat min al-Sham. That this was a caravan of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala, a very wealthy Sahabi. And this caravan has arrived from Sham, carrying everything. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول رأيت عبد الرحمن بن عوف يدخل الجنة حبوا. She said, I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that I can see عبد الرحمن بن عوف entering Jannah but on his knees because of the amount of hisab he would have to give. So when عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه heard about this, he said, لَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُ لَأَدْخُلَنَّهَا قَائِمًا. That I will make it a point to enter Jannah not on my knees, standing. And that entire caravan, carrying everything from A to Z, he gave it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For his akhirat. Now my Ibrahim sahab was saying, that the greatest benefit of this dunya, the greatest benefit of this dunya, if there is any benefit of this dunya, the greatest benefit of this dunya, is that this dunya is used to make our akhirat. Another says, although addressing Qarun, but the lesson is for all of us, وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Qarun had so much of wealth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have given him so much of wealth, that just the keys to his treasures had to be carried by a group of strong men. But he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنِّي. That all this wealth I got is my know-how, my knowledge. Today we are seeing the same thing. It's my sweat, my perspiration, my efforts. Whereas this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was told to him, وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. What Allah ta'ala has given you, utilize that wealth, utilize your dunya, whatever capabilities Allah ta'ala has given you, utilize it to make your akhirat. وَلَا تَنْزَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Without forgetting your share of the dunya, utilize your istidad, your capabilities, your abilities, your wealth, whatever Allah has given you, utilize it to make your akhirat. Like the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللَّهُمَّ فَكَمَا رَزَقْتَنِي مِمَّا أُحِبُّ فَجَعَلْهُ قُوَّةً لِي فِي مَا تُحِبُّ. That Allah, whatever you have given me, whatever risk you have given me from what I love, then Allah, give me the ability to utilize it in those places that you love. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so much he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him dua, غفر الله لك يا عثمان ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. Allah ta'ala forgive all your sins, what you have committed secretly, openly, whatever sins you commit till the day of Qiyamah, when you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the occasion of Tabuk, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave targhib to the Sahaba to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with all his wealth. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with half of his wealth. But that half of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was more than the entire wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask the Sahaba that what you brought. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the question. Ma abaqayta li ahlik? What did you leave behind for your family? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Allah wa Rasulah. I left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing. Nothing of this dunya. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu left half. On that occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, now I'm convinced that I will never be able to overtake Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu when it comes to striving in the path of Allah. Regards to sawab. Then there were some sahaba who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have any means. Allah ta'ala speaks about them in the Holy Quran. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah speaks about these sahaba. What did they contribute for Allah's deen? And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who came to you and they requested, O Nabi of Allah, we don't have a conveyance to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please provide for us a conveyance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا أجد ما أحملكم علي. I don't have anything myself to give you. So what was their contribution? تولوا, they turned away. وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ, whilst tears flowing down from their eyes. حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ, out of grief, regret, that, oh Allah, we wish we had something to spend in your path. Oh Allah, we wish we had something to spend in your path. Every day an announcer announces from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma a'ati munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, that person who spends in your path, oh Allah, give him much more in replacement. Give him a replacement. Allahumma a'ati mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, that person who holds back, then oh Allah, you destroy his wealth. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they had this jazbah to strive for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Holy Quran that there are two groups of sahaba. There were two groups of sahaba. Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullaha alayhi. Allah ta'ala says, from amongst the mu'mineen, there were these rijal. There were these men, these sahaba. Allah ta'ala says, they were rijal. One of our elders said very nicely, he said, aaj dunya muzakkaro se bari hui hai, rijal se khali hai. Muannas se bari hui hai, nisa se khali hai. He said, today, the world is full of male and female. There's no rijal like the rijal of sahaba. There's no nisa like the woman of sahaba. So Allah Ta'ala says, the mu'mineen, the sahaba, they were those rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayhi. They were such rijal and men that they prove themselves to be true in their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. There were two groups. One group of the sahaba were those who gave their lives for Allah's deen. And the other group of sahaba were those who were waiting to give their lives for Allah's deen. Today, where are we utilizing our istiadad? Our capabilities, our abilities. Are we utilizing it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we utilizing it for our dunya only? Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting with his companions, and he told his companions, tamannu, that express your wish and desire. So one of the companions said, atamanna an yakuna minhu hadha al-bayt dhahaban fa'unfiqaha fi sabilillah, that I have this wish that this room, they were sitting in one room, this room is full of gold and I spend it in the path of Allah. Another person said, I wish that this entire room is full of silver and I spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another companion said that I wish this entire room or this home is full of pearls and I spend all of that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Umar radiallahu anhu said, tamannu, express your wish, what other wish do you have? He said, مَا تَمَنَّيْنَا بَعْدَهَا, we don't have any other wish. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I also have a wish. What is my wish? أتمنى أن يكون من هذا البيت رجالا مثل أبي عبيدة بن الجراح ومعاذ بن جبل وحذيفة بن اليمان فأستعملهم في طاعة الله. I have a wish and desire that Allah fills this room or this home with such رجال, such men. The likes of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, and Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, and I utilize all of them in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the desire of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How we can use our istidad for Allah ta'ala's deen. Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding Mu'adh bin Jabal, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ Mu'adh bin Jabal. So to say, the greatest mufti of this ummah, the person who has the most knowledge with regards to halal and haram from my ummah is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, O Nabi of Allah, fidaka abi wa ummi, wallahi inni la uhibbuka, O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed for you by the qasam of Allah, I love you. But Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that sahabi, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, by the qasam of Allah, I the Nabi of Allah love you. And this sentence, golden sentence, is written on the grave of Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the path of Allah to Yemen, to go and establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yemen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Madina Munawwara with Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal is sitting on the conveyance and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding the reins of the conveyance and is giving him advice. Ya Mu'adh, alayka bil rifq wal qawli sadeed. Be kind with the people, be soft, speak straight to the people. O Mu'adh, inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon haythu kanu wa ayna kanu on the day of Qiyamah. The closest to me, to Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be those who have taqwa. Those who have the taqwa, the fear of Allah, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter where they are, but on the day of Qiyamah they will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Mu'adh, asa alla talqani ba'da aami hada. That O Mu'adh, it is very likely that you will not meet me after this year. When you will come back to Madina Munawwara, tamurru bi masjidi hada wa qabri, you will pass by my masjid, you will pass by my qabr, but you will not find me around. This is what the Sahaba had to sacrifice their jazba. The desire to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that how the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can enter the lives of the entire mankind. Khansa radiallahu ta'ala anha, giving her children targheeb, that give your lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, imagine lame sahabi, he has a valid excuse. And his wife gives him targheeb and sends him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he leaves his home, he makes his dua. So much of desire to give his life in the path of Allah. Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli. He says, O Allah, do not bring me back to my family. When he becomes shaheed, then even his janazah refused to come back to Madina Munawwara. Upon inquiry, it was told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he made this dua when he left his home. So this was the jazbah of sahaba. Each and every sahabi had this desire that how they can give their life for Allah's deen. Abdullah bin Hudhafah al-Sahmi radiallahu anhu, that lengthy incident when the Roman emperor had captured him and he offered him to accept Christianity and I'll give you half my kingdom. He said, forget about half your kingdom. لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما ملكت العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما فعلت. Forget about half your kingdom. If you give me your entire kingdom and the entire Arab kingdom, just so that I turn away from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the duration that it takes an eye to blink, I'm not prepared to do that. And when they were taking him to throw him into the huge cauldron, he begins to cry. So the men of the king take him back to the king, that perhaps he has a change of mind, change of heart. And he presents Christianity to him and he refuses to accept it. He says, why are you crying? He said, قلت في نفسي تلقى الساعة في هذه القدر فتذهب نفسك فكنت أشتهي أن يكون بعدد كل شعرة في جسدي نفس تلقى في الله. He said, as I was being taken to this huge cauldron, I thought to myself that you will go and you will be thrown into this huge pot. Your life will be given. And I have this one desire. فَكُنْتُ أَشْتَهِي I have this one desire. That if Allah had to give me only, if Allah could only give me lives equivalent to the hair strands on my body, and each and every life I can give this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was a jazba of Sahaba. They wanted to give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. So respected elders and friends, we also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, is from Allah. Allah has given us His wealth, is from Allah. Allah has given us His life, is from Allah. But Allah has given it to us and Allah has purchased it back from us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ This wealth Allah gave us, but Allah purchased. Allah gave us His life. Allah has purchased it. It doesn't belong to us. Allah ta'ala has purchased it from us in exchange of Jannah. How lucky, how fortunate are those who give their lives for Allah Ta'ala's deen. Our sacrifice is just aage peeche, just some adjustments. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those 8 things in the Holy Quran. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ How we have to make that effort that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than these 8 things. The love of these 8 things. Aba'ukum, your parents. Abna'ukum, your children. Ikhwanukum, your brothers. Azwajukum, your spouses. Ashiratukum, your family. Amwalun ikhtaraftumuha, that wealth that you have accumulated. Tijaratun takshawna kasadaha, that business that you fear is declined. Masakinu tardawnaha, those comfortable homes that you are happy with. Each and every one of us has to see that are these things more beloved to me than Allah and His Rasul and striving in the path of Allah, or is striving in the path of Allah and the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam more beloved to me than these things? This is that effort to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realize that whatever ni'mat we have, it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about these things. How did you spend your life? How did you spend your wealth? How did you spend your time? How did you spend your capabilities? So for this respected elders and friends, each and every one of us should make a niyat between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, whatever ni'mat you have given me, oh Allah, I will utilize it for your deen. I will utilize these ni'mat how you want me to utilize them. In your obedience, in your path. To establish your deen. Today, what is the cry? Our elders are saying that we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the maqsad? Why do we come out in the path of Allah? Deen ke mitne ka gham naseeb ho jaye. That restlessness, that bechaini, it has to enter our hearts that what is happening to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen of Allah is leaving the lives of the people. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what was his fikr and concern? أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ How can there be a deficiency in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Abu Bakr is alive? Today, what is our condition? رِدَّةٌ وَلَا أَبَا بَكَر There's so much deen is leaving our lives. But there's no Abu Bakr to say, how can the deen of Allah suffer a loss and I am alive? So for this respected elders and friends, let us make niyat and make intention to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once dispatched a sahaba, group of sahaba, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the evening, so this group of sahaba, this jamaat were making mashwara that should we leave now and sleep somewhere whilst out in the path of Allah, or should we sleep the night here and leave in the morning? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this discussion and he told the Sahaba, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن تَبِيتُوا فِي خَرِيفٍ مِّنْ خَرَائِفِ الْجَنَّةِ O my Sahaba, don't you wish to spend this night in one of the gardens of Jannah? Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the occasion of Mu'tah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, in Usiba Zaydun fa Ja'far, if Zayd ibn Haritha becomes shaheed, Ja'far bin Abi Talib will be the Amir. If he becomes shaheed, wa in Usiba Ja'far fa Abdullah ibn Rawaha, then Abdullah bin Rawaha will become the Amir. And after he passes away, then they must make Mashwara. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, each one of the Sahaba had this yaqeen that they will give their life for Allah's deen, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted that. Abdullah bin Rawaha decides to stay behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to perform his last Jummah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Pak alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him, he says, "Oh Abdullah, ma mana'aka an taghdu ma ashabik?" Oh Abdullah, what held you back? What stopped you from leaving early in the morning with your companions? He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah," he explained his intention to perform this Jummah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Pak alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the need of the hour was to strive in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا مَا أَدْرَكَ فَضْلَ غَدْوَتِهِمْ. If you have to spend whatever is in the earth, you will not be able to achieve the virtue of them leaving early in the morning in the path of Allah compared to after Jummah. So let us make niyat inshallah.
Let us make niyat inshallah. First takaza inshallah, those who have not spent 4 months inshallah, let us make niyat. First give an opportunity to spend 4 months in the path of Allah. MashaAllah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. All those brothers have not spent 4 months as yet. Let us take the opportunity, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Make niyat, inshallah. All those who have not spent 4 months. Sadiq bhai, MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Each one of us, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. That's the Dr. Siddiq, MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Keep making niyat. Those who have spent 4 months, make niyat for 4 months.
Ji, MashaAllah.
Pedal, 4 months, foreign, MashaAllah. Muhammad Sattab is Muhammad Sattab, MashaAllah. Imran, MashaAllah. Name?
Fuad.
Fuad, MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Ji, Fahim, MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Those who have, MashaAllah. Dawood, MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Those who have spent 4 months, make niyat inshallah. 4 months pedal takaza is very, very important. There's no pedal jamaat that is at the moment from Kazun Natal moving in the path of Allah. We need the jamaat to start as soon as possible. So let's make niyat inshallah. One or two brothers will get ready. The jamaat will get complete inshallah. Haji Ibrahim Shakir, mashallah. Name, mashallah. Allah accept inshallah. Mashallah. Keep making niyat inshallah. Hafiz Mahmud Usama, mashallah. Allah accept inshallah. Keep making yet, inshallah. Those who have not spent 4 months, 4 months IPP, those who have spent 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, inshallah. We are coming to the end of the year. The whole year has passed and we haven't spent our time, inshallah. Now is the opportunity. The year should not end without us spending time in the path of Allah. This is the minimum, our elders say, the minimum to keep our iman intact. The minimum is that every year we should give 40 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our elders are desiring that we spend 4 months, so how we can be accepted for the hidayat of mankind. But the minimum, spend 40 days, the year has passed now, we only got maybe like 2.5 months left. How in this time, the year should not pass without us spending our time, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Mansoor, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. Mawlana Hassan, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. Mashallah, keep making niyat, inshallah. Adam, mashallah, Allah accept. Masjids can make niyat, halkas can make niyat. Now we're coming towards the end of the year, we know our youth ijtima will take place, Hafiz Hassan. Jamaat will come out from now, we have to make niyat. All areas have to have jawrs in our areas for the youth, gather them, make fikr on them in preparation for the ijtima at the end of the year. And how from the ijtima, maximum amount of jamaat, young and old, can go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people are free in the end of the year. From now we have to make fikr. We cannot wait. It's already October. This is a month and a half's time will be the ijtima. Before that we have to make fikr. So let us make niyat, inshallah. Let us make niyat. Masjid wise, halka wise, individuals also can make niyat. You have to take this opportunity now. Shaitan will tell us a lot of time. But the time will go very quickly, and before we realize, the year will come to an end. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Areas can make niyat. Many madrasa students here, we can also make niyat in our holidays, end of the year, December, Ramadan. How we can spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make niyat, inshallah.
Jee, mashallah.
Different zones, different halkas. let us make niyat, inshallah. We make niyat, then the takaza will come on us now, worry and concern will come now. We have to go back and make fikr for the jamaat. We make niyat, we make fikr for it, Allah will give us a reward. Imagine the jamaat comes out full 4 months, full 40 days, just on our niyat, on our fikr, we'll get the full reward. Even if we're not part of the jamaat, inshallah. But we have to take the first step, inshallah. Take the takaza and go back and make fikr, inshallah. Ma ridwan Musa, inshallah. Allah accept. Vallam, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Keep making niyat. Many areas are here, inshallah. Yes, all of us, we want our deen to come alive in our areas. We want our masjids to be full. Allah has given us a simple effort. If we take this effort seriously, Allah will fulfill all our desires and more than that also, inshallah. But we have to put ourselves forward, inshallah. First start with the niyat, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. This time of the year, we get maximum amount of jamaat. We have to make fikr from now, inshallah, early. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Different areas, different zones, individuals also. Masturat also, end of the year, generally in holidays. It's easier for the mahram masturat jamaat to come out. We have to make niyat, inshallah. Umar Waraji, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah.
Ji, mashallah.
Yusuf Ahmad, mashallah. Allah accept. Many of us just came back from the Jordan now. Our elders gave us advice, fikr, worry and concern, inshallah, how we can fulfill this niyat. Aslam Padia, mashallah, Allah accept. We all made niyat after the bayan. The majority of the majma stood up, we made niyat 4 months. Our jazba was high after the bayan of our elders. Now how we can continue, inshallah. Ask Allah, put ourselves forward for the niyat of ours to be accepted, inshallah. How maximum of our jamaat can come out. We will make niyat, then a whole jamaat will be built around us, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah.
Jee, mashallah. Jee, mashallah, make
niyat. Which areas, inshallah, make niyat? Masajid, areas, make niyat, inshallah. On Ibrahim Padia Stanga, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah.
Infiru khifafa wa thiqala. Come on in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you are light or you are heavy. All conditions, you have the means, you don't have the means. You have the good health, you don't have the good health. Age is against you. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Old age, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his family told him that you have uzr, you have excuse. He said, this ayat doesn't allow me to sit. Infiru khifafa wa thiqala. That come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you are light, whether you are heavy. One of our satis now also, our Sikh, that passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Hashim bhai Saleji, Allah ta'ala make his maghfirat. He also, his family told him that, you know, why don't you stay, you're not too well. But he had a jazba to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made dua. One day he told us, this morning I made dua, I said, oh Allah, when it's time for me to go, you must take me in your path. And one day while we were out in the path, just before our time could finish, few days before, he just passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What ikhlas he must have asked Allah. Our life, we have to pass away. How fortunate are those who pass away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something that everyone gets. Recently, 1-2 years ago, Haji Iqbal, what's his name from Lens? Parachia. He was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he passed away. So we were making his ghusl in the Spingo Beach ghusl khana. Mufti sahab, Mufti Ibrahim Saleh sahab was making his ghusl. Mufti sahab making his ghusl, is he reminding me of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. While striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave his life for Allah ta'ala's deen. So make niyat, brothers. Make niyat, inshallah. Idha stunfirtum fanfiru. When you are asked to come on in the path of Allah, then you must come out. مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ أُنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثَاقَلْتُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Another says, what is wrong that when you are asked to strive in the path of Allah, you are clinging onto this earth. أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you preferring this worldly life over the Akhirah? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says, this worldly life compared to Akhirah is nothing. We have to leave everything behind. What we spend in the path of Allah, that is our actual investment of the Akhirah. What we leave behind is not ours, it's our inheritance, our heirs. What we give for Allah, that's our investment. Ji, make niyat, inshallah.
Inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Tashkeel is about to finish now, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Who will make niyat, inshallah? Which areas, inshallah? Abdul Latif, mashallah, Allah accept. Make niyat, inshallah, behalf of our areas, we go back and make fikr, inshallah. All our zones, all our halkas, make niyat, inshallah. Which other area will make niyat, inshallah? Then we go back inshallah with worry and concern to fulfill this takaz, inshallah. From every masjid, how we can take our chilla jamaat, how we can take our former jamaat, new brothers, mashallah, spring over hills, mashallah, Allah accept. All will try, inshallah. Now we will sit in our halkas, inshallah, and let us take all this takaza of 4 months, IPB, not only our youth, every person who hasn't spent 4 months is the takaza for him to spend 4 months. So we go back, make a list of our brothers, our elders said, we must have a list of all the people in our area, the 4 months, the 40-day satis, our students. Also, we have every day we have worry and concern for each and every individual in our area. So how we can go back, make fikr, all the brothers, new brothers who spend chilla, brothers who have spent chilla, how we can make the tashkil now for 4 months. Let us sit now, halkas, inshallah. All the takaza came, inshallah, let us discuss, inshallah, see how we can make fikr for these jamaats. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.